This is Nursing in America. This is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. What is the prevailing wage? And what about posting? Stay tuned to hear Denise comprehensively explain these two concepts and how they apply to nurses wanting to immigrate to the U.S.
We didn't exactly cover the posting, so I'm going to touch upon that a minute.
Okay. Oh, yes. Thank you, Denise. Thank you.
Of course. So while the prevailing wage is being processed by the Department of Labor, the hospital has to, even though there's a shortage, they have to still put on notice employees that there's a position available for a nursing position available. So the posting notice is just a simple document that's posted at a public area within the hospital, informing the staff employees that there's a registered nurse position available. So it's mandated by regulations. It's a posting notice that simply is letting the employees know that there's a position available and has to be posted for 10 business days, and then it has to be up for another 30 days. So those are behind the scenes documents that you really don't have to do anything about that. That's not your responsibility. It's part of what's included in the petition that's filed with a service center. But the posting notice is just pretty much a document serving as evidence that the company has made an effort to try to find a U.S. worker. Again, because there's a shortage of the Schedule A worker, it really doesn't impact one way or another, but it's mandatory. And that's part of what's prepared in order to make sure that when the prevailing wage arrives, that we don't waste any time and we have everything in order. So while you're waiting for the prevailing wage determination, if it hasn't been issued, and for the posting to be completed, just pretty much your responsibility is to provide your credentials, your documents. You focus on your documents. The company will focus on everything else that we've been discussing. It's not your responsibility to post a notice. That's not the nurse's, it's not within your reach, actually. But those are documents that are already preset. And by the time the prevailing wage comes in, the case is ready to go.
Can a nurse look up the prevailing wage themselves?
Well, online, you will find there's a source that has four-level wages for every single occupation you can think of, ranging from CEOs, CFOs, doctors, all types of occupations. There's a website that has four-level wages. That source is what the Department of Labor relies on in order to select the appropriate wage level. So the more senior the responsibilities, let's say that if the nurse will have some supervisory responsibilities, it all depends on the job description that the employer provides to the Department of Labor when we request a prevailing wage. The government will select the level wage, either level one, level two, level three, or level four. Level four is for very advanced senior level managerial nurses. Typically, the Department of Labor will come back with a level one or level two wage, which anyone can find online, but it's not official until the Department of Labor issues its official prevailing wage determination. So we could look at it, we could say, oh, we believe that this is the appropriate wage, but our conclusions have no validity, no weight. What matters is the determination made by the Department of Labor. And so bottom line, yes, someone can go online, look at the wages, but ultimately the wage will be selected by the Department of Labor, not by the nurse and not by the hospital.
And you can look at it, but as Denise said, it really needs to come from the Department of Labor.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Thank you for listening.